A new program to reduce food waste has launched this week, helping the horticulture industry to become more sustainable. Approximately 1 ton of food goes to waste, equivalent to lose $2.5 billion annually. The program aims to help farmers to reduce food waste, and each solution is customized to their needs. I asked Director of Research, Development and Extension from End Food Waste Australia, Francesca Goodman-Smith, to explain more about the lost money in food waste.
Fruit and vegetables amount to 1 million tons of losses on the farm every year for our growers. That's enough to fill the Melbourne cricket ground to the brim 1.5 times every year. So it's a huge amount, and it also bears a huge cost, roughly $2.5 billion a year. So it's a huge problem for our growers in terms of remaining profitable, and it's a real challenge in terms of food security in our country, getting this nutritious and delicious food onto the plates of Australians.
Now, could you please tell us a little bit more about the research End Food Waste Australia has done on this issue?
So, End Food Waste Australia is a public-private partnership, and we're working with Hort Innovation Australia and several research organisations and growers across the country on this new large-scale horticulture initiative. It's a first-of-its-kind deep dive into solutions to on-farm food loss and waste with a really grower-centric approach. So we want to focus on solutions that will really work on-farm and have growers be part of that journey as we design and develop the research, so that these solutions are designed by growers for growers.
So according to the research, why are we wasting a lot of produce and money in this sector?
Yes, so when food is grown, there's no guarantees how much is going to be produced. Sometimes there's bumper crops, sometimes there's huge weather events that damage the crops. And there's also product specifications when produce is being sold through to the primary retail markets that change over time. And so that means that various different amounts of food actually end up staying on the farm because it's not profitable for the grower to harvest this. So those are some of the causes of this food waste. However, the food is still absolutely edible, it's nutritious, and it can also go into secondary markets if we value add this produce. So the research shows that there are challenges that growers face are sometimes beyond their control. So working together to design solutions to value add to product, create secondary markets, and also look at the product specifications and consumers' tolerance for this.
Well, with this research, there's also a new program coming up to reduce on-farm waste. Could you please expand a little bit about the program and its aim?
Yes, sure. So this is a collaborative initiative, really working with growers to design the solutions and supported by Hort Innovation and End Food Waste Australia. So it's a three-part project. The first part is very much focused on the product specifications piece, which I mentioned. So understanding what consumers are willing to accept in terms of the shape and the size of different forms of produce. So it might be melons, it might be bananas. What are consumers willing to accept? And then we can understand whether altering those product specifications is going to have a meaningful impact in terms of reducing food waste. The next bit is looking at value adding, so transforming surplus produce on the farm into value-added products. So there's a grower in Queensland called Triple S Strawberries. They've transformed their surplus strawberries into a freeze-dried snack product, and they've reduced their food waste by 80%. The final part of the project is designing tools and training for growers to be able to access easily, to get practical tips to help reduce food waste on farm and increase their profitability.
Now, with this program and with this research, why is it important that this program provides customized recommendations and not a one-size-fits-all?
When we're looking at produce, there's a lot of different variables that go into this. So every product, whether it's melons, whether it's bananas, whether it's berries, they're all different, and consumer tolerance for imperfections, size difference, shape difference – really varies across these product ranges. So we need to do research on the specific product categories to understand where this tolerance sits. And it's also important that we work in with growers and retailers and the consumer when we're looking at these issues, because it's very multi-pronged and we don't want to just shift food waste to different parts of the food supply chain.
And now, what are some of the outcomes you're expecting from this program?
So we're expecting really tangible tools. If a grower has surplus produce, the different options that they can do to value add to that produce, and that will be really specific to their product and also their region. So looking at the different supply chain and logistics issues that are relevant to them. So what they can do in terms of that transformation, who they can partner with across local networks, whether it's a food rescue organization, getting more food through to animal feed, or high value processing into upcycled foods through freeze drying. So really tangible tips around how they can extract more value from their produce. We will also equip them with tools and resources to help them measure food waste on their farms, because the more that you can measure and understand how much surplus is being generated, the more you can design targeted interventions to actually reduce food waste on that farm that's appropriate for their context. So the main thing is this project is just getting started. We need as many growers involved as possible to really make this solution fit for purpose for our growers. So please reach out to End Food Waste Australia if you're keen to be part of this project. We want it to be as collaborative as possible and really benefit the sector. So please get in contact.
That was Francesca Goodman-Smith from End Food Waste Australia.